tells what evil lies within the dusty grooves of your vinyl LPs, the noise reducer knows.
And with that, I welcome you to the second of my little talks on Sonic Foundry's noise reduction plugins. I'm going to dispense with any preamble this time, so let's get to it. Here's a clip that we're going to use. Well, that clip has lots of clicks and crackles in it, so guess what plugin we're going to use? Yeah, you've got it. Click and crackle removal. So, let's get things going by going to our DX Favorites menu.
Menu active, DX Favorites, organized, dot, dot, dot.
And of course I did that with Alt-D. Now I'll hit C to get into click and crackle.
Leaving menus, Sonic Foundry, click and crackle removal, click edge with 1.log dialog, preset, combo box, untitled, 1 of 11.
Now we're in a list of presets. You heard the first one is untitled. I'll just arrow down so you can hear them.
Size basic setting for slower computers. Size default for 78 RPM recordings. Size default for vinyl recordings. Size for manually fixing small selections. Size good for high frequency crackling. Size more conservative for 78 RPM record. Size more conservative for vinyl recordings. Size remove lots of crackle. Size safer for percussive sounds. Size very conservative.
And that's it. So we'll just go up here and we'll go to the one for vinyl recordings.
Size basic set. Size default for 78 RPM. Size default for vinyl recordings.
Okay. So this one actually is the one that Sonic Foundry uses to fix this particular clip. This is actually one of their own, and I'm kind of just going along with what they're saying here to fix it. I'll let you hear the preview of it. It's quite impressive. Give it a listen. Pretty darn good. You can hear just a tiny, tiny bit of crackle. And I'll let you hear the original, what it sounded like.
Bypass checkbox checked.
We're bypassing the process signal right now, so we're just hearing the raw sound. And then I'll go back to the process signal again. Just using that particular setting, we're able to get rid of quite a few crackles. Now, in order to control things a bit, you do have some options here, and I'll tap along here and let you hear them.
Real-time checkbox checked.
It's the checkbox that allows you to preview in real time. If you don't have it checked, no preview.
Low radio button checked, 1 of 3.
Now, here's a mysterious one. It just says low. Like a novice, what I would do is just hit F1,
original signal noise amount used to help detection algorithm.
What this means is that the low and medium settings divide your audio up into noise and non-noise. The high setting doesn't do this, and apparently takes less processing power to work.
Sensitivity 1 to 20.
That determines how sensitive it is to a crackle. So if you have a lot of loud crackles, you can turn your sensitivity down. There's always the danger that with your sensitivity too high, you're going to take away some things that you don't want to. So basically, it's a matter of getting away with as low a sensitivity as possible whenever you use it.
Click shape 1 to 8.
And then we have click shape. That's the shape of the... Well, I'll let the help explain.
Controls what click shape is more readily detected.
This is a way of defining to the program just exactly what a click is. So you go down with the choices, and each choice is a slightly different shape of a click and a slightly different definition.
Keep residual output checkbox not checked.
Keep residual output?
When enabled, the difference between input and processed audio is output.
Well, that's pretty vague. What this means is that the noise reduction process has actually been inverted. So instead of hearing signal, you're hearing noise and actually seeing it too. And this is a great help because sometimes when you're removing noise, you're actually removing some signal, and you want to avoid that whenever possible. And this will help you do it.
Remove low frequency rumble checkbox checked.
And you have low frequency rumble, which you get from a lot of turntables. This one is checked. If you don't have any low-frequency rumble or you can't hear it, you can uncheck it. Again, you're trying to, basically as a rule of thumb, you're trying to use as little processing as possible, because every little bit of extra processing is going to take something away from the original recording.
Max click size 0.1 to 3 ms.
And that's the actual length of the click. I'll let the help explain that.
Determines maximum click duration that will be fixed.
Well, click duration, click length, you know what I mean.
Preset combo box, size default for vinyl recordings.
And now we're back to our preset again. The next step in this process would be to get rid of that little tiny bit of crackle that I was talking about, and you would do that with noise reduction, which is ideal for a situation like that. I'm not going to do that right now because I already demonstrated that particular plugin, and at this point it would just be repetitious. So I think what we'll do now is go on to a new plugin called Vinyl Restoration. The clip you are about to hear is very difficult to deal with. Even Sonic Foundry says so. I'm going to let you hear what they tried to do with it, and even they weren't completely successful.
Edgewater, this live radio recording was very difficult to process. The crackles had a large amount of very high frequency content. To remedy this situation, we used click and crackle removals default for vinyl recordings preset with sensitivity at 20 and click shape set to 7. Next, and without getting a noise print, we applied one pass of noise reduction using the default for fast computers preset with a reduced noise by setting of 12 dB and mode 3 reduction type. Then we raised the noise bias to 12 dB and performed a high shelf cut of 10 dB at 7000 Hz. The periodic crackling is still there, something for us to work on for the next version.
That's quite a bit of work to put in on one clip. Considering how much noise there is in this audio file, I think the results are remarkable. See if you agree. I'll let you hear a before and an after.
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening from the roof of the distinctive Edgewater Hotel, home of the nationally famous Rigadoon Room and overlooking beautiful Lake Mendota in Madison, Wisconsin. Ladies and gentlemen, good evening from the roof of the distinctive Edgewater Hotel, home of the nationally famous Rigadoon Room and overlooking beautiful Lake Mendota in Madison, Wisconsin.
Well, I can tell you right now, even before we start, that vinyl restoration is not going to give you results like that. It's not really meant for this kind of crackling, but it's also not meant for the crackling we heard in the first file. This is a little bit more suited for it, but it's really meant for the crackling that you would get it on LP. And this, I think, is a lot of this crackle is radio noise that we're hearing. I'm going to run vinyl restoration on this, and the results are all right, but I don't think anybody would really be satisfied with them. I have the clip loaded into SoundForge now, and I'm running vinyl restoration. Let's have a look at its controls.
Click removal amount 1 to 20.
That's a sensitivity slider. At the low end, you get large clicks being removed. At the high end, you get small clicks being removed, but you also risk removing transients, like drum hits.
Reduce noise by up to 100 dB.
This slider determines by how much your noise will be reduced.
Affect frequencies above 100 to 10,000 Hz.
This tells vinyl restoration to only include frequencies above whatever you have set in this box.
Attack speed 1 to 20. Release speed 1 to 20.
These two settings tell the algorithm how quickly to react when going from quiet to noise, that's attack, and from noise to quiet, that's decay.
Noise floor in to 40 dB.
With this slider, you are setting the maximum dB level of your noise. You're telling vinyl restoration to only process sound below this level. The noisier you're recording, the higher this level has to be. With all that covered, let's see what we can do with this recording.
Removing surface noise. Removing surface noise is an experimental process. The settings will almost always need to be adjusted for the specific material you are processing. The reduce noise by effect frequencies above and noise floor sliders are the three main controls used in achieving the noise reduction you prefer. However, you will need to compromise between how much noise is reduced and how much high frequency is lost. To remove surface noise, do the following. 1. With the reduced noise by value set to 8 dB and effect frequencies above set to 2000 Hz, start raising the noise floor slider until the high frequency noise is noticeably reduced.
Okay, I've done that, and let's see what we get. I'm previewing now.
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening from the roof of the distinctive...
Okay, now I'm going to do what they say and raise
and
the sound floor.
Lake Mendota in Madison,
it's
Wisconsin.
At 70 now.
Ladies and gentlemen, good
it's
evening
at 75. From
the roof of the distinctive Edgewater Hotel, home of the nationally
it's
famous
at 80.
Room and overlooking beautiful Lake Mendota in Madison, Wisconsin.
It's at 85. I think I'm hearing some high frequencies being removed.
From the roof of the distinctive Edgewater Hotel, home of the nationally
famous
Brigadier Room and overlooking beautiful Lake Mendota in Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm going to hit the bypass
ladies
now.
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening.
Okay,
from the
here's
the
raw sound.
The distinctive Edgewater Hotel, home of the nationally famous Brigadier Room.
Little tiny bit louder.
Beautiful Lake Mendota in Madison, Wisconsin.
Here's the supposedly cleaned up sound.
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening from the roof of
the
distinctive Edgewater Hotel.
Well, all we've accomplished so far is just to lose a little bit of the top end of this file. I can hear it again. It's a matter of fidelity. I'm not sure whether it'll come through or not. The next thing that Sonic Foundry suggests is to use the reduced noise by it. So I'm going to try that. So here's, right now it's set at 8 dB. I'm going to preview it, and then I'm going to step it up by a dB every second or so. Here's the preview.
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening from the roof of the distinctive
Okay, now we're
hotel,
going to start stepping it up.
The nationally famous Rigadoon Room,
nine,
and overlooking beautiful Lake Mendota in Madison, Wisconsin.
11, 12,
ladies and gentlemen,
13,
good evening from the roof
14,
of the distinctive Edgewater
15,
Hotel. Home
16,
of the nationally famous Rigadoon Room
17,
and overlooking
18,
beautiful Lake Mendota
19,
in Madison, Wisconsin.
20.
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening from the roof of the distinctive Edgewater Hotel. Home
bypass,
of the nationally famous Rigadoon Room and overlooking beautiful Lake Mendota in Madison, Wisconsin. Ladies and gentlemen, good evening from the roof of the distinctive Edgewater Hotel.
It's a little bit better,
room,
but it's really not doing very well.
Lake Mendota in Madison, Wisconsin.
I tried the effect frequencies above with very little result, and now I'm going to try this one.
Click removal amount 1 to 2012.
Click removal amount, and right now it's on 12. I'm going to preview. And here we go
ladies
up to 13.
Good evening from the roof of the distinctive
14,
Edgewater Hotel, home of the nationally
15,
famous Rigadoon Room, and overlooking
16,
beautiful Lake Mendota in Madison, Wisconsin. Ladies and gentlemen, good
17,
evening from the roof of the distinctive Edgewater Hotel, home of the nationally famous Rigadoon Room, and overlooking beautiful Lake Mendota in Madison, Wisconsin.
18.
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening from the roof of the distinctive Edgewater Hotel.
It's starting to affect the voice, so I'm going to go back to 17.
Wisconsin. Ladies and gentlemen, good evening from the roof of the distinctive Edgewater Hotel.
And I think that's about the best we're going to do.
And overlooking beautiful Lake Mendota in Madison, Wisconsin.
I told you that was a difficult recording. Well, there was some improvement, but personally, I wouldn't want to put it on my CD. Still, with the right kind of noise, I'm sure that this plugin can do wonders. The last plugin is Clip Peak Restoration. I'm not going to demonstrate it, but I am going to play some before and after samples produced by Sonic Foundry. I invite you to go to their website to see what kind of work was actually put into these files. And to get to the website, I'm not going to give you the URL because it's very long. Instead, I'm going to tell it to you like this. You go to Sonic Foundry's website by going to www.sonicfoundry.com. You click on Software. Then you click on Noise Reduction. Then you click on Learn More. And then you click on Before and After Samples. On that web page, you will see Clipped Guitar 1 and 2 and Clipped Voice 1 and 2, 1 and 2 being before and after. As you listen to these audio files produced by Sonic Foundry, bear in mind that clipping isn't always very easy to hear, so don't be too disappointed if you can't hear it. ¶¶
Clipped peak restoration. Clipped peak restoration.
Well, could you hear the clips in the before samples? What I hear is a raspy type of sound. That's as close as I can come to describing it. And I know that some people don't hear the clips at all. So if you do, you're fortunate. Well, that wraps things up for now. The noise reducer is going to fade away for a while. Well, if you need to get in touch with me, just email me at kenburg, K-E-N-B-U-R-G, at simpatico, S-Y-M-P-A-T-I-C-O, .ca. For ACB Radio's main menu, I'm Ken Burgess.